We'll have more from Boris Johnson in just a second, but we're standing by for a President Biden news conference, reporting live, LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks.
Well, Eddie, it took Joe Biden only 7 minutes to make his opening argument before the G7 leaders in that virtual summit that was chaired by the Prime Minister. And there is no indication whatsoever that the President, when he speaks shortly, will outline any intention of keeping US forces in Afghanistan beyond August the 31st. At the Pentagon, within the last hour, spokesman John Kirby was already focused on the mechanics for the American withdrawal after telling reporters the generals have been given no instructions yet to extend the mission.
The drawdown of both people and equipment will be done in the same manner that we would do it anywhere else. And obviously, there's a strong bias to be able to get our material out with our people. If there needs to be destruction or other disposition of equipment there at Hamid Karzai International Airport, then we'll do that, and we'll do that appropriately.
The Taliban said today any extension of the U.S.-led mission is a non-starter for them, and in a hardening of their position indicated that they do not want any more Afghans to leave the country. The U.S., British, and allied forces at the airport, they said, should only be evacuating foreign nationals. Taliban spokesman Zahibullah Mujahid speaking through an interpreter and insisting the West must not orchestrate an Afghan brain drain.
We ask Americans to change their policies and don't encourage Afghans to leave. Please don't encourage our engineers, doctors, and military personnel, because we need them and their talent. Don't take them to foreign countries.
The White House says that in the days since the Taliban's takeover in Kabul, the U.S. has evacuated and facilitated the evacuation of 58,700 people. They are portraying the airlift in historic terms, arguing it's a triumph of American military power coupled with American humanitarian spirit. But they relentlessly refuse to say how many American citizens are among those nearly 60,000 evacuees. A leaked State Department memo today suggests it's only around 4,000, far short of the estimated 15,000 Americans that the White House was telling us last week might be in Afghanistan. On Capitol Hill, calls are growing for President Biden to leave no one behind, and they come from the president's fellow Democrats, like Congressman Adam Schiff of California. He says the job cannot be done in the days that remain.
I think it's possible, but I think it's very unlikely, given the number of Americans who still need to be evacuated, the number of SIVs, the number of others who are members of the Afghan press, civil society leaders, women leaders. It's hard for me to imagine all of that can be accomplished between now and the end of the month.
And Republicans are piling on. Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana, one of many today, with a stark warning for the president.
If any American is harmed, injured, or killed and not safely evacuated out of Afghanistan, or if any of these weapons or this military equipment is used to harm, injure, or kill an American now or at any time in the future, the blood is on Joe Biden's hands.
A reference there to the $85 billion worth of military kit that may now be in the Taliban's hands. We learnt that William Burns, the head of the CIA, held a secret meeting in Kabul earlier this week with Mullah Abdul Ghani Barada, the Taliban's de facto political chief. While the evacuation effort at the airport will have been atop the agenda for those conversations, Mr. Burns may also have inquired about the whereabouts of some of that gear. The Pentagon concedes they don't know where it's all gone following the collapse of the Afghan armed forces on whom the U.S. bequeathed it. No matter how confidently men like Army Major General William Taylor today speak of the operation underway in Kabul.
To date, 63,900 American citizens, NATO and other partners, personnel, Afghan SIV applicants, and vulnerable Afghans are out of harm's way. Now safer and on their journey to a better life.
His boss, the president, is battered here and on the world stage. And that's before the evacuation ends and the White House has to worry about being accused of stranding Americans, betraying Afghans left behind, and spurning once again the remonstrations of leaders like the Prime Minister and the French President Emmanuel Macron, both of whom want the evacuation effort extended. For Joe Biden, Eddie, the hours, days and weeks ahead will be turbulent as he faces the consequences for botching America's military withdrawal.
Simon, thank you for that. Any indication as to when we'll hear from Joe Biden, who was scheduled to speak at 5 o'clock our time?
Well, it's definitely been delayed. I can tell you that the White House still has not opened the video feed from the briefing room where this presidential appearance is going to take place. And usually we start seeing that video a couple of minutes before the president is going to walk into the room. We know that the G7 meeting ended, I think, just after 20 past four. London time, went a little bit longer than the original schedule that was distributed by the White House today suggested it would go, and it's highly likely that the president is conferring with his national security team, including, of course, men who are now pretty beleaguered in their positions. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, the Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who, having now been ignored by two successive presidents with regard to advice that he gave on Afghanistan's the US military withdrawal from Afghanistan, keeps being asked when reporters get a chance to see him if he's got any plans to resign. So it is likely, I think, that the president at the White House is conferring with his national security team. Right. Not clear when he's going to come out, but it will take place at some point.
Simon, we'll hear from you again very shortly, I expect. Simon Marks back, of course, in the next few minutes, and definitely with Simon Marks' American Week every Friday here at 4:45.